Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come into the presence of New Jerusalem Church, hallelujah, the heavenly Jerusalem that will come down with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit to rule over the universe. Heavenly Father, we once again crown You as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as Thy church, the bride of Christ, Father, as You shed Your blood and washed us by Your blood to be kings and priests unto God and our Father. Lord, we thank You that You're coming soon, and even those who pierce Thee, Lord, in Thy side will see You, Father. And so now we pray, Father, that Your power will be manifested in USA and all over the world. The powers of darkness, the demons of hell will be bound, Father, as we worship Thee. Worship Thee in truth and spirit. Hallelujah! 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 Let the powers in heaven and earth and in the universe shake as we worship our Heavenly Father, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, who spoke everything into existence and breathed life into our body and soul and spirit, and called us Thy children, that we may worship Thee and call Thee Abba Father. Our Father, Your spirit is in us. Your image is on us. We belong to Thee. We are like Thee. And we are waiting for Thee and longing for Thee. So cleanse us, purify us by the precious blood of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. And sanctify us and burn us and purge us by the Holy Spirit, that we may worship God who is holy and holy and holy. We praise You. We glorify You. Sanctify us once again, Lord, as we approach Thy altar. As we approach the Holy of Holies before the Heavenly Father, we pray that You would sanctify us by the river of the water of life. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us turn to John. Yes, brother. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on Me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto My Father. Before we explain what this verse means, we need to explain the difference between man and God. In this world, not in all companies, but in certain companies, if the employees do really well and their talents and their performance exceeds the performance of the boss gets intimidated. And he says, oh no, the people that work for Me are doing a better job than Me. They are smarter than Me. They are more intelligent than Me. I don't have job security and I might lose my job. So they start harassing the people that are below them to discourage them, because they don't want those who report to them to become smarter than them. That is the attitude of man, but not everyone, because in many companies there are good bosses that want those who work for them to do better than them and to be smarter, because that's good for the company. If all the employees are smart and even are smarter than the CEO, then it's good for the company. That company will be profitable. That company will be innovative. That company will do great things and they will beat the competition. That's how companies have advanced in the past. Companies that suppress the intelligence and the talents and the innovation of employees will never mature, will never grow, and will never be profitable, and will die a slow death. So there is a difference between God and man. God wants us to be equal to Him. That is very interesting, because God is Almighty. He created the world just by the word of His mouth. Why does God want us to be equal to Him? because we are made in the image of God. When we call God Father, it's not a symbol. We look like God, and God tells the angels, look at my children, my sons and daughters, they are worshiping me. They belong to me, and I will exalt them. I am one with them. You know, Brother Jose has his family worshiping with him. His precious children are worshiping with him. And he and his children are one. He will always desire the good for his children. He will want his children to be equal to him and do better than him. That's how our Heavenly Father is. Jesus said, verily, verily. When Jesus uses the words verily, verily, that means absolutely I'm telling you the truth. And he said, if anyone believes on me, he will do the same thing that I did. Jesus walked on the water. Jesus raised a man that was dead for 4 days. Jesus healed the lepers. Jesus healed the blind. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus lived a holy life. And now Jesus is saying, if you believe in me, then you will do greater things than what I did. That is astounding. Can we do greater things than what Jesus did? We thought what Jesus did was the climax of man's achievement. But Jesus says, if you believe in me, you're no more a human being. You're not a human being anymore when you start believing in me, because you're sons and daughters of Almighty God. And therefore, you have the same power that God has because you are my children. You know, if Andrew goes somewhere and they say, well, who are you? I am Mr. Berrios' son. Well, you know, then they start respecting him because they know his daddy at work. Oh, you're Mr. Berrios' son. Oh, we know him. He's such a great employee. Welcome. And they take him in and respect him. Even so, when we introduce ourselves as the sons and daughters of Almighty God, then we get respect. There was a man who showed up at a store. It was on primetime news. He showed up at the store and he pointed his gun at the cashier and said, give me the money. Well, it's on primetime news. I didn't make this up. This is on evening news. It came on TV and it's still on YouTube. And the cameras recorded everything. And the lady said, she was a Christian. And she said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of this store right now. And the man panicked. He had a loaded gun with a bullet. He could have killed that lady, but he panicked. He started trembling. He was afraid. And then there was another lady in the line waiting to pay her bills. And he said, well, why don't you give me your money? And she was not a Christian. And she said, the owner of the store refused to give you the money. Why should I? And that man, the camera shows that he slowly walked backwards, left the store with a loaded gun, and went and robbed many other stores the same evening because they were not sons and daughters of Almighty God. Today, we need to understand what power we have because we are sons and daughters of Almighty God. We have power over the winds. We have power over nature. We have power over everything, and nothing will happen in our life unless it is the will of the Lord. God may allow us to go through the storm, through the fire, through the flood, but nothing will happen unless it is God's will. So that Jesus told his disciples, okay, you guys go ahead and get into a boat. I need to pray to my Father. And he prayed that night. And as he prayed, he saw that his disciples were stuck in the middle of the ocean. and the boat was swaying back and forth because of the storm. And Jesus started walking on the water to go to his disciples. And you know what happened? He said, "Peace be still." And it became still. Jesus actually walked on the water. He did not need a boat. And if Jesus can walk on the water, you and I can. And that's what happened to Peter. He said, "Lord Jesus, if it is you, command me that I also walk on the water." And Peter, an ordinary man like you and me, because he was a child of God, walked on the water. I heard this about a testimony from some in Indonesia. God told them to go to a village and preach the gospel. But they didn't have a boat. They had to cross a river. And God said, "Go ahead and walk on the water." And when they placed their feet on the water felt like it was stone, hard rock, like an asphalt road. So they walked on it and went to the other side. And they didn't have a chance to wash their clothes for weeks and weeks. And the clothes didn't get dirty, their body didn't get dirty. And they were able to finish the gospel evangelism and come back. So even in the 21st century, God has the power, and we can do the same things that Jesus did, not for our glory, but for God's glory. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, if you believe in me, the same works that I do shall ye do also. And greater things than these can ye do." Because, yes, Jesus walked on the water. But let's wait a minute. Yes, Jesus was the Son of God. He was God Almighty, and he walked on the water. But we also have to see what enabled Jesus to walk on the water. What enabled Jesus to walk on the water was the fact that he knew who he was, and he knew who his Father was, and therefore he continued all night in prayer and fellowship to God the Father. And his daddy told him, "Okay, my son, walk on the water. Your friends are in trouble." And he walked on the water and saved them. I don't care what situation we are in. If we are in trouble, somehow Jesus will come to us and deliver us, because with him, all things are possible. So even so, in all our troubles and situations, if we understand that we are the sons and daughters of God, and if we understand that God is our Father, our Daddy, and we can go to him and have fellowship with him and jump on his lap and hug him and embrace him, if we have that relationship with God, then we can also walk on the water. I remember when my wife and kids went to India, it was really hot. The place where they're staying was so hot. And my wife called me and said, "Honey, the children are suffering with heat. There is no rain. And there's boils all over their body. I wish I hadn't come to India to see my relatives. Could you please pray that it will rain?" And so I went to the Lord and said, "Lord, can you please command that it will rain in this city?" And the Lord spoke to me and said, "You command." I was a little taken back. "I command?" I thought, "Lord, you're the one who's going to command. You're the one who's going to make it rain." He said, "You command it to rain and I will rain." And so I said, "Okay, Lord." And so I raised my hand towards the direction where I thought my wife and family was. And I commanded in the name of Jesus Christ that it rain. And then suddenly I got a call from my wife and she said, "I can't believe it. There was no weather forecast. There was nothing, I believe. But it has started raining heavily. It has started raining heavily and it has become, the whole place has become cooled down. And we are so happy. And I learned the principle that we need to understand who we are. And we need to understand who our God is. If He walked on the water, we can also walk on the water. Now in the Old Testament, something happened. The king made a tall golden statue as high as the Hilton Hotel. It was the image of a man made of gold. And the king said, everyone needs to fall before this idol and worship it. If anyone refuses to worship this idol, I will throw them into the burning fire. And there were three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that refused to worship the idol. They were brought before the king, and the king said, you need to worship the idol. And the three men said, who are you? He said, I am the king, Nebuchadnezzar, the emperor of this world, the king of Babylon. And they said, we don't care who you are. We will worship no one but God, our heavenly Father. That made the king so mad that he said, okay, go ahead and heat the burning fire 7 times. And they bound these three men. The people that took them to throw them into the fire actually died because it was so hot. They threw them into the fire. And not three, but there was a fourth person walking with them in the fire. And that was Jesus. And the king said, I threw three men into the fire, and I see four people walking in the fire, and they have no hurt. There's nothing wrong with them. They are not burnt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. If we trust in the living God, and if we refuse to bow before the enemy, if we refuse to bow before the New World Order, if we refuse to bow before the New World Ruler, and we say, we are children of Almighty God, we will not bow down before Lucifer, we will not bow down before Satan, we will bow down only before the Lord God Almighty, and we don't care who is in power, who is a king, who is a queen, because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and His laws alone will we obey, and any human law that is in accordance with the Holy Bible, we will accept, and any human law that is contradictory to the Holy Bible, we will reject. We have power and authority as the sons of God, and no one can make us bow down, because we are children, daughters, and sons of Almighty God, the King of the universe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And therefore the king said, okay, bring the three men out. And they brought them out from the fire. And everyone smelt their clothes. You know, when you go into fire, there is smoke, there is smell of smoke on your clothes. Well, all the coats and ties and suit, there was not even the smell of smoke on them. And the king said, I make a proclamation that there is no God Almighty like the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego who can deliver His children from this fire. A God who walks with His children in the fire. Dear children of God, it doesn't matter what we go through. We may go through the storm, we may go through the fire, but all that matters is the fact that Jesus is walking with us. And because Jesus is walking with us, the fire has no power. The flood has no power because Jesus will rescue us. Moses and the children of Israel stood between the devil and the deep sea. The devil was Pharaoh and his host. The Red Sea was a mighty ocean. They could not go forward. If they went forward, they will drown in the Red Sea. If they went backward, Pharaoh will kill the 1 million men and women, including Moses. Moses cried out to God. And God said, go forward. And Moses said, you mean go forward? That's the Red Sea. That's the ocean. Lord, it's deep. And God said, I said, go forward. Raise the rod. And command the ocean. And Moses raised the sheep staff in his hand, and he commanded the ocean, and the great wind came and split the ocean into two, and a highway like I-40-75 was made in the middle of the ocean. They didn't have Dodge Caravans and Ford Escorts and Mitsubishis in those days, but with all their wheels and legs and feet and with the cattle, they walked through the middle of the ocean and reached the other side. And the enemy Pharaoh was consumed and drowned in the middle of the ocean. So what we learned from these three instances is the shortest path through temptation is to go right through it. Dear children of God, do you see a mountain suddenly came up before you? Go towards that mountain. Don't try to go around it. And when you go towards that mountain, you will see a path in the mountain, a path through the mountain, because God has already gone before you. He's broken and shattered a path through the mountain, because his name is Breaker, and he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and nothing can stand before him. If it is his will that the mountain be uprooted, it will happen. But most of the time, the Lord blasts like dynamite through the mountain and makes a tunnel through the mountain. You may not see the tunnel at a distance, but if you are bold and brave as a lion and you go closer to the mountain, God has already prepared a path through the mountain. Do not fear the fire. Do not fear the enemy. The enemy might come like millions and billions against you. Just go ahead and move forward, and the enemy will run from you. The mighty host that has encamped against you will perish. Those that strive with you will become as a thing of naught, because God is with you. A man and a woman that are with God are majority, and no one can come against him. Just like David slew the giant, a man so mighty. For with God, all things are possible. Jesus said, amen. If you believe me, you can do the same thing that I did, and you can do greater things than these, because I go to the Father. The time is coming when the Church of the Living God has New Jerusalem Church, and it is already here, and it's already happening, that for the glory of God, we will do greater things than what even Jesus did on this planet. Why? Because Jesus lives in us. Jesus walks among us. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit abides with us. And he will do all these mighty things and establish his church all over the world. That the house of the Lord will be on top of the mountains, and all nations shall flow into it. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do it. God will do it. God will bless his children. God will prepare his children for the rapture. God will transform his children. And one day, we will all look like Jesus. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us for his glory.
I will go before you, I will walk among you, I will come and manifest my power. I will show who I am, the God of Abraham, I am the God who really reigns. I will go before you, I will walk among you, I will come and manifest my power. I will show who I am, the God of Abraham, I am the God who really reigns. I am the God who really reigns. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, freedom from sin and shame. In the name of Jesus, we shall be all transformed, and we'll be forever with the Lord. And we'll be forever with the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory, freedom from sorrow, sin, and shame. Jesus is the answer in body, soul, and mind, for he is the one who really reigned. Jesus is the answer in body, soul, and mind, for he is the one who really reigns. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, freedom from sin and shame. In the name of Jesus, we shall be all transformed, and we'll be forever with the Lord. And we'll be forever with the Lord. He walked on the water, he stilled the stormy sea, he even raised the dead to rise again. This Jesus walks among you, and he is with you now, for he is the one who really reigns. He walked on the water, he stilled the stormy sea, he even made the lame to walk again. This Jesus walks among you, and he is with you now, for he is the one who really saves. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, freedom from sin and shame. In the name of Jesus, we shall be all transformed, and we'll be forever with the Lord. And we'll be forever with the Lord. Jesus is our Master, who always goes before us. He is coming soon to take us home. He will split the heavens and descend with a shout, and we will fly to him in a cloud. Jesus is our Master, who always goes before us. He is coming soon to take us home. He will split the heavens and descend with a shout, and we will fly to him in a cloud. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, freedom from sin and shame. In the name of Jesus, we shall be all transformed, and we'll be forever with the Lord. And we'll be forever with the Lord. I will go before you, I will walk among you, I will come and manifest my power. I will show who I am, the God of Abraham. I am the God who really reigns. I am the God who really reigns. I am the God who really reigns.